Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. We finally got
a piece of the pie. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Real Estate Realities here at the KRDO News Radio Station. Great honor we have tonight. We got the mayor of Manitou, Ken Jaray. He's in here. He's going to give us his insight on what's going on in Manitou and just kind of give us an update. That's just such a beautiful area, Colorado Springs. Welcome, Ken.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Ken, we were just talking. Originally, you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
New York area.
Right.
Geez, that's just like a 180 to Manitou.
It is. Right. Traded the water views for the mountain views.
Yeah. That's crazy. A little less pollution, a little less traffic.
It used to be.
Yeah, now you guys got a lot going on over there. But as a kid, you know, I remember going over there all the time, just roaming the streets, shopping. Obviously, you got a lot of outdoor activities. What are your kind of favorite things about Manitou?
You know, for me, it probably this weekend was the highlight of my favorite things, which is trail running.
Yeah.
So this weekend we had the Ascent and the Marathon, and I've been a trail runner for 30, 40 years. So I just love to get out on the trails. You know, anything you can do from your house, you can get out and bike, you can get out and run, you know, all kinds of things. That's what I love about it.
That's awesome. Did you participate this last weekend?
My participation was by helping to start both the Ascent and the Marathon.
That's awesome. That's the best participation right there.
It was a little bittersweet. I've done it 12 times in 26 years. This would have been my last qualifying time. And instead, I chose to start it as opposed to run it, which was fine, but it was pretty exciting.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about, obviously, you guys had some crazy weather over there in Manitou, just like the rest of Colorado Springs, but you kind of got the brunt of it. Can you just give us a little recap of, you know, what got damaged and what you guys are doing right now to kind of fix things back up?
We've had a series of storms. We've had some hail. We've had floods. So, you know, mostly what we've had, we did have a huge sinkhole open up in Manitou Avenue, unfortunately. So that's closed at the moment. But much of the other stuff that we had damaged, there was some damage on one of the streets going in and out of town on Serpentine Drive. We've got that fixed. And some of the other things, we had some cracks in our bridges, which were getting repaired and fixed. So, you know, most of the things you wouldn't notice, with the exception of a big hole in Manitou Avenue.
Yeah, I did see that in the newspaper. So is that something you guys kind of fear? Is obviously we get these torrential downpours. Is it something that really can be fixed, or is it kind of, it is what it is, you're in Manitou, you're going to have some drainage issues?
Yeah, after the 2013 floods, we spent millions of dollars on flood mitigation projects coming off of Williams Canyon, a little bit of work up on Ruxton Canyon, so we think we're in pretty good shape. Of course, as time goes by and the vegetation up on the burn scar heals, we'll be in better shape, but we were pretty lucky. We didn't have significant damage that we could have had. We caught a lot of debris coming down Williams Canyon, so we think we're in pretty good shape going forward.
That's awesome. That's great. And so you guys declared it a local disaster. You were kind of enlightening me before the show on the process of that and getting money from the state, or did you say, is it federal money or?
Well, actually neither. The local disaster is just the beginning stage. So I sign a declaration and it goes to the state. The state collects these from around the state. And if there's sufficient damage around the state, then they ask the federal government to declare a national disaster. I haven't heard that process has happened yet.
Okay. Gotcha. And now, is there any other areas of near Colorado Springs that went through that same process you guys did, or was it just you?
You know, I think it was Fountain. I think there were some other areas. The last I heard from the state that they were trying to aggregate the weather system, understand. In other words, it would cover one system, and they were trying to figure out the extent of that system. And I haven't heard anything since then.
Okay, gotcha. And another big draw there over in Manitou is the Cog Railway, and 126 years that's been there. Would you say that's the number one pull for tourism over there?
I'd say it's certainly one of the key attractions. You know, when people come to the Pikes Peak region, they spend 2 or 3 days here. They do, you know, half a dozen to a dozen different activities. The Cog Railway is certainly always at the top of the list. So, you know, we think it's a huge impact for us, and we're certainly hoping that they'll open up in the next, well, if they decide to rebuild, it'll be a couple of years before they get reopened.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on it myself. I think it's fantastic, and it's a great way for people who are maybe a little bit more elderly and they can't make it up, or you got young kids. I had a friend from out of state, and he didn't want to do any of the hiking, so we went up, and I thought it was a pretty neat way to do it, better than driving,
yeah,
you know, in my opinion. So hopefully that gets back opened up for you guys, but you're still saying that the businesses are, they're not feeling a big hit from that?
You know, we hear across the board, some businesses are certainly having a significant hit this summer. Other businesses are doing fine. When you go out and walk on the weekends, seems like it's pretty crowded. So we're hoping people are find other things to do, still coming to the region. We're hoping the impact shouldn't be too significant.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's good to hear. And how about the parking too? That's, you know, always hear that when you're going into Manitou, oh, it's parking issues, you know, it's so congested in there. What's your take on that?
So my take is that's a great opportunity and a great problem to have. What it means is we're popular. It means people want to come over. So all we need to do is figure out how to manage the number of people. The trouble is we can't exactly identify how many people want to come over. And given our topography, we have some limitations, but we think we can manage it. Right now, we have free parking at Hiawatha Gardens and a free shuttle. We're looking at building at least one or more parking structures. So we're going to really seriously try to do the best we can to manage it. But frankly, I don't think we'll ever have enough parking for the number of people want to come over. And again, that's probably an okay problem to have.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is just how much room you got to put in parking there.
Right.
You know, you're very limited.
Yeah, and we're not going to take over areas that really shouldn't be parking. We're going to try to park most of the people out of town and then shuttle them in or have alternative ways of getting people in. We're trying to develop a transportation hub. Someone can go get a bike or an e-bike or a scooter or something like that. So we're hoping to set all that up so that the mode of transportation won't be primarily cars. It'll be some other form.
Yeah, and you guys do have the bikes over there, huh?
We don't have e-bikes yet. I mean, we encourage people to, of course, have
the
bikes.
Because I just saw them in the Springs.
Yeah, they just opened in the Springs. We're hoping, we've been working with them, and at some point we'll be on the list to try to open that up in Manitou.
Because I feel like that'd be a bigger hit in Manitou than the Springs, really.
Yeah, it could be. And we think e-bikes are really the thing because, you know, it's pretty hilly over there. But if you rent an e-bike, you can tool through the garden and so forth. So we're hoping to move in that direction.
So, and I'm not very familiar with it. So e-bikes are just, I mean, is there an app you use for that or how does that work?
Well, an e-bike would just be an electric bike. In other words, if you rent it, then it would be like renting some other bike. So in Seattle, they have both regular bikes and e-bikes. And you just go to your app and you rent it and off you go. Colorado Springs, for the moment, doesn't have any e-bikes that I know of.
Okay, so theirs is just the regular pedal bike.
That's my understanding. They're 6-gear bikes, which helps. But we're thinking we need a little bit of both.
Yeah. All right. That's fantastic. How's the Rainbow Canyon project going?
Rainbow Falls?
Yeah, Rainbow Falls. Yeah. I butchered that pretty good.
Yeah,
Jeez,
well, that's okay.
I don't live in Manitou, though.
You know, the county's doing Rainbow Falls. What we're taking care of is the area below Rainbow Falls on Serpentine Drive. We've had a huge graffiti cleanup in that area. All of the graffiti's been removed. It looks great. I was just contacted last week by Caving Association. I can't remember, but the Splunkers, that cave up at Cave of the Winds, and they want to help us protect the area. So they're going to put up signs that talk about the geology and the unconformity, which is a type of geologic formation. Pretty rare geology over there. So they've kind of embraced it. They're going to adopt the area, and it's pretty cool to see what that area is naturally as opposed to seeing the graffiti. It's working out pretty well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic. So one of the questions I have for you is, you know, we were talking before on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and you were mentioning a certain program you guys were doing over there, and I can't remember if it was social media or remember you
yeah,
said
I do. Yeah.
To get more of a culture out of Manitou?
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of on the right track. So
I'm getting there.
We're developing something that's called the culture of engagement. We're developing a framework for the culture of engagement and collaboration. And basically what that means is we want to develop a process that when we have an important community issue, that we can get the community involved in a dialogic process. Dialogic means basically you sit around a table and you listen, you understand, you collaborate with ideas and come up with some solutions. And so we're putting a framework framework together for that, and we'll roll that out on various projects like Hiawatha Gardens. We're doing it now on Crystal Park Road improvements. We'll talk about budget issues. So, you know, anything the public should be involved with, we want to engage the public both electronically and in person and get them involved in the decision-making process.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So are you talking more online then, or is even as far as apps on phones?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of both. We're getting a new website right now called Civic Plus, and that'll have a way for people to communicate with us, for us to communicate back. So we are developing a whole electronic medium that we can work through, but also in-person meetings are critical. You got to get people in the same room, have a good conversation, have people listen to each other, and make some good decisions.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I was reading about your first couple weeks there, and they talked about how you kind of just posted up at City Hall for a couple of weeks and talked to people and got their ideas and stuff. Is that true, or were they making that up?
I'm not sure. Whether if it was a good thing, it's true. If not, they made it up. So, I certainly have a lot of meetings where I mostly listen to people, you know, figure out what the needs are, and then try to get people together that have common interests, have expertise, help us can solve the problems or address the issues we want to address.
Yeah. And would you say Manitou's attracting quite a bit of young people right now, or would you say more retirees? I know it's kind of like off the cuff, but what do you feel is the pull over there right now?
You know, we do have an aging population over there, so most people that come stay. It's a great place to live, so why leave?
Yeah.
And so we do have an aging population, but we're also seeing a lot more families with young kids move in, which is great. So I think right now we're having a pretty good balance. We have to keep track of that and make sure we provide services for both. There's something out there that says if you have a community that provides for an 8-year-old and an 80-year-old, you got a pretty good place. So we're striving to do that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a good comment for sure. So what would you say about the housing in Manitou? Are you guys having an affordable housing issue like El Paso County, Colorado Springs? You know, we hear it all the time that our housing, the rent is through the roof, and it's just very tough for people to make ends meet.
Yeah. You know, I think we're going to have that problem any place that people want to live. So in Manitou, we have a limited housing stock. We don't have much room to expand or build new housing stock. So as more people want to live there, obviously the demand goes up. And if you have limited supply, market forces are going to cause rents to go up. And that's no different anyplace. We're experiencing the same thing.
That shortage, yeah.
Yeah,
because right now they're saying El Paso County, 49,000 units is what we're short. And this last year, we only added 700.
Yeah.
You know, and with the military, I mean, they're able to, I think they're part of the reason why it gets pushed up, you know, because they do have the BAH.
Right.
But somebody who's not in the military, it's, I mean, for a 2-bedroom, you're spending about $1,200.
Yeah, it certainly can be expensive. The advantage, one advantage we have in Manitou is we have a lot of small cottages. Yeah. And so although, you know, they're pretty small, 800, 900 square feet or that kind of space, they typically rent for pretty reasonable amounts. But it's hard when 3 or 4 people want the same place. The property owner is going to, of course, charge what the market would bear.
That's right. So, and then, and what's your take on the VRBO situation over there? I don't sell a ton in Manitou. I probably last year only sold 4. But one of the sales I had was a gentleman who said, hey, the neighbor within the certain amount of feet that you
right,
guys
500
allowed.
500 feet.
Yeah, right. 500 feet. Got the permit, so now I have to sell. And I kind of thought, that's a good thing. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think there's not a one-size-fits-all. I think there are some neighborhoods that are more amenable and adaptable to short-term rentals, VRBOs. The Ruxton Canyon Avenue, for instance, may be more amenable to that. So I think it's a balance. I don't think we want communities or neighborhoods taken over by VRBOs. Yeah. I think it's okay to have some. Obviously, we want people need a place to stay, and VRBOs, Airbnbs are a great place for families and so forth. So I think we need some, and we've tried to draw that balance where we allow some, but not hopefully too many.
Yeah, I think it's a good limitation, honestly, because it's like you don't want to be in a neighborhood where all the time you're seeing cars come and go. You can't get to know your neighbors, especially somewhere like Manitou, where I feel like you're doing a lot of outdoor activities. You want to have neighbors around who you can kind of interact with on those basises.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So it's a balance. And I haven't heard that people are complaining. You know, we've put this in probably a couple of years ago. We put the ordinance in. And so far, the best I can tell, seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, that's great. Anything else you want to share with us kind of about Manitou? Anything going on that we would not know?
Oh, something you wouldn't know. Let's see. Most of the stuff we do is pretty public, but You know, I think that it's exciting to see that people are positive in Manitou these days, although there's a lot of traffic, a lot of congestion. But I think we're moving forward. I think we're making some good strides, and certainly heartwarming for me to get positive feedback from people. So I'm excited about the future.
That's fantastic. And how long's your term?
2-year terms. I took office in January, so I'll have until another year and a half.
Okay, gotcha. And then you do have some city council members over there as well?
There are 6 other city councils. So the mayor's every 2 years and the city council's every 4 years.
4 years. Okay. And there's 6 of them.
There's 6 city council and 1 mayor.
That's great.
Yeah. So anybody interested, next time an election comes up, let me know.
There you go. That's great. I think we need some young politicians out there. I look at
absolutely.
This. Do you guys have anybody under 40 on that city council?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
And neither does...
No.
Yeah, either. I mean, I don't see any, not that many young people involved in that political realm.
Yeah, part of the difficulty is it does take a fair amount of time. So if you're young, you get a job, you get a family. It's a big commitment. I'm sure we'll get there, but may take a little time.
Awesome. Well, hey, Ken, thanks for coming on.
All right.
We really appreciate your service and for making Manitou such a great place over there.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, yeah. And then remember to call me, guys, with any questions, 719-232-1063, or reach out to me via email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Thanks. Keep it simple so it's not complicated. What goes
up doesn't have to come down. The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can make your tomorrows what you want them to be. You got the power.